Fares way too early in the morning for these kind of jokes.
Hello, welcome to the Christmas Mac Show quiz. Wishing you all the greatest of tidings of joy for the season ahead. But this is the Friday before Christmas, and it's not going to be quiet through the house, and we're going to have loads and loads of fun doing it. Before we start, a couple of thank yous. Thanks to iMen Max for sponsoring this year. AZ got his iPad fixed this week, and they've got a contract from a local garage to repair some computers. It's really working for them, so thanks to those people who've given them work, and keep it coming in. And also make sure you look after TSO hosts, please. Make sure get out and give them Christmas felicitations. And if you haven't seen it, this week we feature on their blog. So they've asked me a load of questions about how to podcast and about the network, and I've given them a load of answers that actually came from most of the listeners, because I asked them for their inputs as well. So thanks to both of those people. And I've got to say a huge thank you to one person who we ridicule mercilessly most weeks, but actually does all the bookings and gets everything close to right every week. And that's Muller, who's on the other side of the desk and playing in today. Thank you, mate, for all your efforts. And thanks also to Kyle, who does the news show, because that's a thankless task. And he's been doing that now for about 4 or 5 years, I think. And he's still fresh as a daisy when he does it. So thanks to everyone who's helped out. We're going to do the Christmas quiz. I've got Jeff, I've got Doc, I've got Patrice, and Muller stepped in here. Magic Man was going to join us, but he can't work out how to sign into Skype. Yeah, right. Okay.
Well, to be fair, you know, Skype is this new thing, and we're all just starting to learn it.
Okay. Yeah. That may be fair. It's a tough code. You need your big boy pants on, don't you?
Yeah, also it's a beta software still, so it's kind of wonky.
Yeah.
There's a Microsoft desk one outside Patrice's front door now. But anyway, I've got a fancy new scoreboard, which is imminently going to fall over. I'm absolutely positive of it. I've tried to learn how to use the scoreboard feature in thingy, what do you call it? Wirecast, but it's not smooth for me, so but we'll see, we'll manage, it'll be fine. Right, we've got 42 questions. There are 3 Santa sacks where you can get Buko points, and actually one of the Santa sacks, if you land it and you get it right, you could actually clean up right from it. Could be the last question. If it's the last Santa sack, means you could actually just come from behind and win. Are you all set up, boys, and ready to go?
Yep.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yep. Ready.
Try and make a note of the numbers that are gone. There's good fellas, eh?
I've got the thing of...
Yeah.
Doc, start us off. Pick a number between 1 and 42.
22.
It's a Santa's sack. Straight away. Name the last 6 OS X operating systems in order, starting with Catalina, please. So there's one for you.
In order backwards?
In order backwards. Go back from Catalina. So you got one for Catalina.
So Catalina, High Sierra.
No.
Sierra.
No. Sorry, mate. You're out. Throwing it open. Who's going to take it?
Oh my God, I forgot one.
Yeah, you did.
Come on.
The next one,
I'll give it a Mojave shot.
Hang on. Jeff said I'll give it a shot. Go ahead, Jeff. So Jeff's got it.
I've just heard it.
So you got Catalina. Yeah, Mojave.
Mojave. High Sierra. Sierra. Oh crap, was it Mountain Lion?
No.
No, it wasn't. Patrice, take over.
Well, Patrice, you've got it now because you just need to get that last one.
No, there's 2 more to get.
There's 2 more, right? We were at Sierra. What was before Sierra?
I think I know.
Come on. I got it. I'm irritated.
Go on.
Is it Lion?
Damn it.
No, it's not Lion. No.
Mountain Lion.
Come on, Patrice.
Can I get it back?
No, you can't. It's El Capitan and Yosemite. Very,
El Capitan. Yeah.
Very forgettable. Jeff's stolen 3 points out of that. Wow.
Oh.
Well, everyone take a screenshot, because this is the one point in the whole game where I'm actually ahead.
Wait, how do you steal 3 points?
We'll see about that.
How what?
Oh, 1 point for OS.
All right, okay, so bad luck. 22 is gone. Please do not adjust your sets.
Can you move your Sophos antivirus off Jeff's face for me?
What?
You're a Sophos.
Oh, right.
It's just in the middle of Jeff's
not,
face.
Yeah, but it's not showing it's up on not the main showing feed. Up on the yeah. main, no. Okay. See, it's slick here. how do I fill it? Phil, yeah, there we go. Right. Pick a number, Jeff, for me.
8.
8. Craig Figueroa said Apple was willing to acknowledge the 1990s in relation to what feature on the iPad this year?
Wow.
Jesus.
He said, we're willing to acknowledge the 1990s in relation to what feature on the iPad that came this year?
Dial-up modems.
Oh, good time. Wow. I have absolutely no recollection of him saying that, which tells me that I'm actually not watching the Apple news cycle as closely as I did earlier, like a year ago.
Have a stab. Just tell me an iPad feature that came this year.
An iPad feature that came this year.
I have one.
Muller's in.
Sidecar.
No.
I have one.
Yeah.
Go on then.
Me? The multi-window support?
Nope.
That was the last one.
Doctor, you want a stab?
What else came this year?
I think I know now.
The pencil?
Files.
Hard drive support, nearly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. Said he was willing to acknowledge the 1990s. With hard drive support. Bad luck, mate. Patrice, right. Pick a number.
Let's do 17.
17. Which company demoted its employees if they tweeted from a Apple smartphone this year?
Samsung?
No.
Ooh.
Can I have a go?
Go on then.
Huawei.
Huawei, correct, Muller. Yes. Ooh. Mm. Yeah, no. If they found any of their employees tweeting from Apple devices this year, then they were canned. They were given demotions. seems a bit harsh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Samsung actually hung all the people that did that. That's a lie. Don't.
Okay. And that would actually be
right,
the other
because
way
they
around.
Hired someone to do it for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Muller, pick a number.
26.
26. Which Apple product had its fourth birthday in April?
Fourth.
Which Apple product had its fourth birthday in April?
Oh, I think I know.
I know.
Okay, so Patrice was first. Go on, Molly.
I'll just have a quick think. I'm going to have a guess if I can't. It's going to be something. No, it's definitely not that.
Come on, I'm pressing you.
I'm going to have to go for AirPods.
Nope, Patrice.
iPhone SE?
No, Doc. The steel.
Oh, that was easy.
Wow.
I had an alternative, but I wasn't sure.
Apple Watch.
Yes, Apple Watch. There we go.
That was my other one.
That was older.
Damn it.
Well done, mate. Good stuff. And it's back to you, Doc. Pick a number. End of round one, rather. Jeff's in the lead still. End of round one, Jeff's in the lead.
Yeah, take another screenshot, people.
Jeff on 3, Doc on 2, Muller on 1, and Patrice is yet to score, surprisingly.
Don't worry, Patrice. You'll pass me.
I'll take 2 for the block, Alex.
You're going to take 2, mate. Right.
2.
Which poet...
didn't know it
was showcased in the series launched on Apple TV Plus this year. Which poet is showcased on the TV series launched on Apple Plus this year?
Maya Angelou.
No.
No, that's easy.
Patrice?
Emily Dickinson.
Emily Dickinson, well done, mate.
Oh, yeah, no crap. I didn't even watch that show yet. It seemed juvenile.
Patrice is off the bottom. Hey!
Yeah. It was a good show. I don't know why you wouldn't remember that. Like, it's in the title.
There's no Chuck this year to get zero. give us a number, Jeff.
I didn't mark off one that was picked already.
I've marked them off. Just
that's okay. Let's go with 39.
You can have that.
Wow, that's a big leap up the shop. Which flop was the best selling of its lineup this year in Q3?
Which flop was the best selling?
Flop, in inverted commas, was the best selling of its lineup in Q3?
Apple Watch.
No.
Oh.
I'm surprised at you guys, because this is that. I would have got that one.
iPhone XR?
XR, yeah, that's right, mate. Muller.
Mm-hmm. He said XR, you should get half a point. Well, we know better.
It's ISO.
I think I've did anyone get their question right?
No.
No one's got the right. They've all been steals, haven't they? So I'm all right. Because it's two points if you get them right. Right, okay. Is it Patrice? Yeah, it's Patrice.
It's me. Let's do 27.
Oh, it's a Santa's sack, and it's a huge one.
Oh
no!
But it's a hard one, mate. You're gonna get a point. You're gonna get a point for each. I want to see your hands on this one, so that there's no cheating. The iPhone 11 silicon cases come in 10 colors. Tell me as many of those colors as you can. No cheating, boys.
I'm not even sure I will be able to get one. Yeah, I don't know. Like coral, I think is one.
Nope.
That's the phone.
Shit. Okay, that was the only one I remember.
Well, get the three obvious ones first.
Do you need the colours or the actual names of the colours?
Just the colours.
Okay.
But no, they're the names of the colours. But there's three of them are just bloody obvious.
I mean, I remember there was a blue.
There's a midnight blue. Yeah.
Yeah. Then there's a green.
There's a pine green.
Yeah, and I think yellow is in there.
No.
No? Okay, that was... How do I remember yellow then? That's it. Like, I honestly don't remember any of them.
Anyone else? Do this slowly, please.
A red?
Yeah, there's the Project Red one.
Hmm.
There's also black and white.
There's black and there's white. Well done, Jeff.
It's soft white. Yeah.
Is that Michael
Jackson? No, it's just called black and white. It's not soft white.
Is that part of the Michael Jackson range? Black or white?
He's on the shop. Are you cheating, bastard?
No, I'm just showing you that it's called soft white, mother. Bad word.
You've gone on, Melon Farmer. I can't believe you've gone on a device to look for that answer, mate. That is disgraceful.
It's got
to
be a 10-point penalty.
I don't buy that crap.
Right, the answer is pomegranate. This is what I love. Midnight this color. There's a color called beryl.
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 That's brownish.
You're cheating because you're looking at the wrong thing. These are the silicon cases.
When you say beryl,
look at silicon cases. Said soft white.
No, not in the iPhone 11. There's only white. Clementine, pine green, Alaskan blue, pink sand, midnight blue, white, black, and red. That's it.
Is that beryl reed?
What does that say?
iPhone 11 silicon case.
Soft white.
What does it say?
Well, if you look at the thing, when you hover over it, it just says white. I've gone off the website.
I'm telling you, it says soft white. It's just like Mueller, a soft white.
I can't believe you're trying to take the high ground when you've frigging cheated.
Yeah. I'm not cheating. I wasn't going to answer.
Anyway, it literally does not matter at all. Like,
you see, this is the problem with True Tone, because the colors aren't matching correctly. For Doc, it's showing up as soft white, and for you, and it's white.
No, he was referring to the writing, to be fair, mate. Right, Muller, pick a number.
Nine.
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 I love this question.
Oh, God.
Which number does Patrice never pick in the quiz?
Nine.
There's so many.
You're the first person to get his own question right.
No.
And at the end of that round, Jeff 5, Muller 5,
Wow. I was certain by this point in the game I'd already be in last place.
Well, they're pulling up to you, mate. Don't wouldn't hold
they,
your
they
breath.
They are.
Patrice has gone into a third with a three. And Doc.
Definitely was an accident.
Some may say justice. Justice. Doc in two. Pulling up the rear. But it's okay. Doc could get it back. Doc's question. You're half asleep, aren't you, mate?
Yeah.
His eyes are open, but there's nobody
home.
Yeah, he's actually just gone in and he's painted some irises and stuff on his glasses.
He's got those joke glasses.
Don't.
What's my number? Number one.
Oh, top of the shop. After a gaffe by Trump, what did Tim Cook change his Twitter name to in March?
Tim Apple.
Is correct.
Well, that's putting back in contention.
2 points. There we go. Jeff, your number?
Let's go with 12.
12. Tim Cook described an article about Johnny Ive as absurd this year, but who published the article?
Bloomberg.
No.
Wall Street Journal?
Well done, Patrice. Wall Street Journal.
I said I know.
Oh, did you say I know first? Go on then. Go on then, Doc.
Wall Street Journal. I know as well.
So, Doc, we can give that to Doc.
Jack, I try to do the right thing and not the answer.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't be blurting out the answer. You should be saying I know or raising your hand.
Oh, just give him the point.
Yeah, I said I know, and then you just passed me on to the nice lady.
All right, mate. You've got the point.
That's fine. You got the point.
He's rubbing the painted eyes off his glasses now. Feels it's inhibiting his performance.
At least Will I am.
Jeffrey, is it yours or did you pick that? You picked that, didn't you? Sorry, it's Patrice.
I picked that.
Patrice.
Do seven.
Savan, J.J. Abrahams turned down an exclusive Bad Robot deal this year for Apple. How much was the deal for worth?
£1 million.
£1 billion?
No, wrong answer. Who's going to have a go?
No clue. I was guessing anyway.
I'll say £1 million, but it's a bit low.
Oh, it's way low.
£20 million.
Ooh. Come on, Jeff, pick a number. Any number. They've all had a go except you.
That's true. So it's my turn. Let's go with 16 million.
No, it's half a billion. 500.
Holy crap.
J.J. Abrahams turned down $500 million deal with Apple because he felt it was too exclusive. But he meant Bad Robot wouldn't be able to make anything else except Apple content.
I mean, I just want to mention that my guess was still the closest.
Yeah, it was actually. It was still miles off.
The crazy thing is, he's going to get most of that back today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You don't care.
Yeah, definitely.
Are you guys going? I can't go. I can't hit the crowd because they might kick my leg. I'll punch him right in the effing face.
What?
I said, I can't go to the premiere because if anybody accidentally kicks my leg, I will drill them so hard that I'll end up in prison. So I can't go. I got to wait a couple weeks.
Oh.
Or try to go to one of them, like, freaking 10 o'clock in the morning matinees.
Just
where all of you and the pedos go.
Get it off news groups.
No. I'm not looking at no webcam crap of my lovely home theater.
Oh, mate. It's a crap story anyway, from what I understand. Muller, your turn. Pick a number.
Fumph.
You've got an easy one here. What? I'm even going to give you a point without asking the question. How's that? What is the opening premise of For All Mankind?
Well, the Russians beat the Americans.
Yeah, there we go. Russians landed on the moon first. Good one.
That's super easy.
End of that round. Muller has stretched the lead. Only with 1 point, though. He's got 6. Jeff and Doc are both on 5. Doc's coming back a bit. And now Patrice is at the bottom of the pile with 3.
Yeah.
It's close.
Yeah, it's close.
It smells like somebody put it in here.
I have a feeling I'm going to
by myself.
Everyone blowballed the number, by the way, on the JJ deal. Deep Pants put, was that JJ's deal for a fully loaded Mac Pro? Including the screen and the stand. And so Sambi Asman,
professional discount.
Sambi Asman says he'd have done it for 100 mil. Of course. Wouldn't we all?
Yeah, well, we all have our price.
Oh, great. Right, Doc, pick a number, dude.
7.
Gone.
It's gone.
What are you taking?
In fact, that was only two questions ago, actually.
Yeah,
that was,
look at the camera. Yeah.
Doc has selected since then. Gone to sleep since then.
10.
Apple teamed up with a music artist with two music artists for today at Apple's Music Labs classes. What were their names? Which stars were they?
Simon and Garfunkel.
No. How random. Jesus.
I don't know, so I just made up something.
Two music stars, two big music stars teamed up with them for today at Apple Music Labs classes. And who were they?
Crap. I have a name, but I'm not sure it's right.
Go on then.
I'm going to say Billie Eilish.
No.
I'm going to say Stormzy because he gets everything these days for some reason.
No. Jeff?
You man, that hot.
Wow. Let's go with Alanis Morissette.
Wow, that's a blast from the past.
Yeah, well, you know, I figured everyone else was way off with their answers.
Jeff's only just came out of a coma from
1993. Yeah. Isn't that ironic?
She's still, know,
maybe,
still...
Maybe she needs some money.
Is Bryan Adams still number one with Everything I Do?
Got Mariah Carey is.
No, the one out of left field is Madonna.
Huh.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And the other one's Taylor Swift. It was a bit more obvious. But even she's a bit Yesterday now, isn't she?
Yeah, kind of.
So I was close because I went with Yesterday. Just a lot of yesterdays ago.
No. Yeah, kind of, I mean, both of them kind of are.
I'm surprised it wasn't Stormzy, though. He gets everything.
Her name is Tay-Tay.
Jeff, oh Jesus, Deep, you were informed today. He's just put, isn't that ironic?
I said that.
Bob Beach has put Sheeran. That's not a bad shout, actually. Sheeran would have been a good shout because he's actually a musician rather than just some. Mind you, actually, I saw a thing with Taylor Swift, and man, she can play.
And Sheeran plays all of her stuff.
Instruments.
She's good. Yeah, no, she's good. I can't. And Deep Pan's Chuckle Brothers is a bit off the mark, but basically because one of them's dead this year.
So, I think he's having a go at us.
He might be. Oh, that was an insult. Got you. Yeah. Jeff, your number?
17.
Do you know who the Chuckle Brothers are, by the way?
17.
No, I don't.
All right, you need to Google that, but don't spend too long in it. And 17's already gone, which they would have done.
Oh, then let's do 18.
Which Apple event drew 2 million live views on YouTube this year? Which Apple event drew 2 million live views on YouTube this year?
The iPhone 11 Pro launch event.
Oh, Jeffrey. He's stolen it out. Doc had got that, hadn't you?
Yeah.
Doc had said he was...
Because that was the only thing streamed on YouTube.
That's right. But they opened the account, didn't they, just before? Yeah. Apple. The story was Apple quietly opens YouTube account.
Quietly?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No one's going to pick that up. There's people in basements somewhere just constantly Googling Apple to see what comes at top of the charts on the SEO. Patrice.
Well, one of them is Jeff.
Yeah.
Let's go with 28.
28. What did Tim Cook say would be Apple's most important contribution to mankind this year? I'll give you a clue. It's not the morning show.
It's also not for all mankind.
No.
most important contribution to
mankind.
That is a tough one.
No, it's an obvious one.
Obvious?
It's obvious. He said, I know. So Doc's in next, you see, because we're playing by the rules that Doc sets.
give it to Doc. I have no clue.
Okay, Doc, go for it.
the health information data for the research coming from the Apple Watch.
Just health, yeah, that'll do. You're a bit specific there.
Okay, that was obvious.
Health would have done. Tim Cook said that Apple's most important contribution to mankind would, its legacy, if you like, would be the health program.
So Patrice dropped his own question, really, because that should be it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why I was saying it was so easy. You all over. Oh, Doc's doing a dance because he's getting closer. He's not last. That was the Doc not last dance. Will I pick a number?
Three.
Who has Apple announced it will partner with to cover the 2020 US presidential elections?
Oh, that's easy. I got it.
So that's Tracy, if you don't get it.
MSBCN.
Nope.
MSNBC. Holy crap. What the hell did you say?
He got them. It's just the wrong order. Go on, Patrice.
That's the DNC, the Democratic National Committee.
No, that's the wrong answer. Oh, smart ass. Boom. Who has Apple announced will partner with them to cover the 2020 US presidential election?
We've got two Americans here. Go on.
I know.
Go on.
Political.
No. Jeff, yeah, you've got, I was, you've got pretty a sure dab in the dark, mate.
CNN.
No, ABC.
Oh.
ABC News is the answer. Blimey, that has shocked me. I thought that one would go easily.
He said MSBCN. That's like, my wife can see the future. She has ESPN.
That's actually, what he's just said is actually a variant of bird flu. HBSCN is one.
Oh, I think I've killed Doc.
Whose question was that? I've lost.
That was mine.
Mine.
Oh, was it yours? Oh, yeah.
No, it wasn't. You got the health kit one.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that so, it was mine.
It was yours. Dry, yeah. So, end of the round. Jeff's in the lead. Take a screenshot. Seven.
Yeah, take a screenshot.
Didn't you win last year, Jeff, the big show?
I have a feeling I'm going to lose this year.
Doc on six, Muller on six, and still yet to launch Patrice on three. Well done, boys.
Yeah, too much.
That's not too bad. The questions are getting thinner. We've still got one Santa sack left, though, so it could get a lot better for you, Patrice. Stay positive, dude. Stay positive. Johnny Ive has been escorted from the Apple campus.
I think that was for the streaming. You know, the most streamed event.
Of course it was ABC because Disney and Apple are joined at the hip, says Sam Biasman.
We didn't even know ABC was owned by Disney.
Yeah. Shut up, you didn't?
No, I didn't either.
Mm-mm. Yeah, ABC, Disney, ESPN. That's all one big conglomerate.
MBNSC one.
Is ABC so they learn to read?
They've been together since like the beginning of the internet when they had the ABC and Disney Go, ESPN Go, and ABC Go. There was like the original networks to hit the internet way back in Netscape days.
Right, okay.
When it was Pathfinder.
Picking them, Doc. Next round.
Why can't I have that as a trivia question? I know the answer.
That's great. Are you impressed?
I'm going to pick 12.
Gone.
Okay, gone.
Shit, man, you guys are stealing all my numbers.
No, you're supposed to be making a note of the numbers.
Anybody pick 18?
Yep.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yep. Well, you could have 19 or 20 or 21.
38.
Yep. 38. Okay. Apple took on a German logo this year for infringing on its own Apple logo. What was their logo for?
Brindamore Enterprises.
Fruit and veg.
I'll take that as a joke answer and not your real answer, so and be kind.
No, that was my real
answer. That was your real answer, right? Okay, that's bad news.
I know. When you mix a helicopter with a rhinoceros, what do you get? A helifino.
That's bad as my jokes.
Right. Okay, so what was the German logo for that it took on?
Brindamore and Kohler.
No, No, it's still not anything to do with Patrice. Just a,
that's only Germans I know in my BMW. Mm. Oh, and that angle bloke, I know her.
Bob Beach has corrected you, Muller. Oh, sorry, Sam Bassman's correct you. It's the American Broadcasting Company, not the illiterate.
or the children's channel.
Come on, guys. What was the logo for that it took on in Germany?
Come on, Patrice, you should know this.
I have no clue.
It was for a cycle route. Apple crushed the copyright infringement of a local government cycle route called Apple Route. It was a bit close, so, actually, I have to say. The Apple logo was kind of involved, yeah. It was a little bit close.
Yeah, but they stole the Beatles logo then. They weren't the Beatles suing? Apple Records.
Okay.
And that came first.
Apple Records is not a logo. They paid logo to is a use picture. It.
And no, then later on changed the terms of the agreement, just like Darth Vader.
It was on the labels on the middle of the records. I've probably still got some of the Beatles records at home with it there.
Right. Okay. Jeff, your question, mate.
Let's go with 35.
35. A report this year admitted that factory workers were attempting to smuggle parts out through what route this year? Apple parts. A report this year admitted that factory workers were attempting to smuggle Apple parts out through what route this year?
This would be Foxconn factories. Is this the thing where they were smuggling out the parts that were supposed to be defective?
Nope.
I think I know.
It's the route that's the interesting part of the question.
It's not the actual items.
No. A report this year admitted that factory workers were attempting to smuggle Apple parts out through what route this year?
Were they strapping them to their bodies?
No, they weren't.
Were they putting them up their bottoms? They were
using the anal orifice.
No, they weren't.
That's really rough when you're stealing screens.
You're going to kick yourself when you hear this because it is priceless.
They wanted to make some money on the back end.
Was it like in cleaning supplies?
No, they were digging a tunnel in the corner of a room.
Oh,
seriously?
Yeah, they never got they never got anything out, but they were starting to dig a tunnel in the corner of one of the rooms.
What is it, Apple El Chapo?
I don't know. They were covering it over with a vaulting horse.
Last apple standing.
Oh my god! Why didn't they just do something easier, like put them in the bottom of a laundry cart?
Yeah, exactly. Pockets, for example. But dirt was coming out the bottom of their trousers during the exercise yard and all that kind of stuff.
Oh my god!
No, I'm joking. That's a joke. That's a great escape joke.
But it's totally believable.
It is. No, absolutely. Bad luck, mate. Patrice.
Let's do 13.
13. What missed its launch in 2018 and again this year before finally being canned?
That's the air power, Matt.
Thank God someone's got a question right. It's been ages.
Yay. I got a question right.
Jesus. Yeah, good man. Air power. Yeah, air power never came. Never made it. Not once. Bad luck, eh? Muller, you get the last
coming
one.
Coming back.
You're doing well, mate. You're doing well. Muller, you get the last one in the round. It's getting exciting.
I'm going to go for my age, 21.
Right. What Apple product in its sealed factory box sold at auction for $19,000 this year? Apple product in its sealed factory box sold for $19,000 this year?
Is it one of those Apple Macs, I can't remember what they called them now. They're like Barracuda Blue or something. I don't know. The plasticky one.
Right? No.
Yeah, I know.
No, I know.
Go on.
It was SE30.
What's that?
It's a Macintosh. You know, the original Macintosh in the box handle.
Put it in the backpack. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't
that. Is it one of the first Apple Watches, like one of the edition ones?
No. Go on, Jeff.
You know, it's a computer.
I'm guessing the original iPhone, first-gen iPhone.
I thought you were going to say it then, but it wasn't. It was the iPod, the original iPod.
Oh.
I was so close, and yet not.
19 grand for an iPod. Which you kept,
And it only held 5,000 songs.
Yeah.
Or 1,000 songs. I don't remember now.
It was 1,000.
And the thing you've got to remember is if it's in the original sealed box, it's still got the glitch that where it's a truly random selection.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The software, because they changed it on the original, didn't they? Because everyone was complaining that it wasn't random because it was getting chains of like the same song after each other. And they went, no, it was. That's the whole point of random. It, you know, probability says at some point it will replay the same thing.
Mm-hmm. A random plus
Firewire 2, says Sam Biasman. They dug another hole to put the soil from the first one in, Magic Man says. Oh.
And what did they do? Dig another hole to hide the soil?
At the end of the round, it's getting really exciting now. It really is. It's knicker gripping. Jeff still clinging onto a lead at 7. Muller and Doc joint on 6. Not bad at all. And Patrice has closed the gap as well because he's only on 5 now. So he's only one question away from pulling level. Jeff, that's good. See, this is so exciting, isn't it? If you're having trouble.
I am more surprised than anyone else that I'm in the lead.
I'm sure you won the big show quiz last year.
I'm pretty sure.
I may have.
We need to dig that out. We need to dig it out.
Actually, I think I came second and it was James Rickards.
Oh, no, James did when he was in the ear, wasn't he?
Yeah.
With us, yeah. Well, he was going to come over tonight, but he couldn't come, so he's going to come on the big show one dial-in, but we're going for a curry in between. Right. Doc, pick a number. This may take a while, I can guess. Go on.
Nope. Universe and everything, 42.
Good man. Whose image was hung in the National Portrait Gallery in Britain this year?
Sir Jonathan Ive.
Good man. And he's in the lead. Look at that. Swump straight in. Johnny Ive, yeah. Johnny Ive's picture just like was that. Hung. And it was a photograph, so it wasn't really a portrait in that sense. But it was a painting. It was a photograph of the Apple campus that he helped design, allegedly, when he should have been doing the watch. Jeffrey, pick a number.
Let's go with 31.
Oh, Apple issues bug bounties for various things. You get 2 points for telling me what the amount of that bug bounty, the maximum bug bounty is, and you get another 2 points if you can tell me what it's for. Now, Apple issues bug bounties. Can you tell me what the amount, the highest amount is, and can you also tell me what you've got to discover to get it?
Let's see, $10,000?
No, wrong answer.
Nope, I know.
What it's for?
All right, then that would be for like zero-day exploit security flaws.
Let's see Doc's answer, and then I'll make a decision. Go on, Doc.
It's 150 grand, and it's for security flaws.
No, it's. I might give Jeff a point here. It's $1 million.
$1 million. Oh wow!
$1 million, and it's a zero-click kernel code execution with persistence.
Yeah. What's that?
I don't know if you've got close. Has Jeff got close enough, Patrice or Doc?
I would say Jeff was No, it's still far away. Like, I mean, the 0 day, yes. I mean, everything should be 0 day. So no, it's something special.
Zero click kernel code execution with persistence.
Yeah, it's basically you don't have to do anything on the machine, and it persists.
$25,000 says Magic Man. Jesus, you're
cheap. No, it's a lot. Like those are very expensive because like a lot of bad actors and governments like those. So
cool.
Mm-hmm.
Bad actors and governments. There
we go.
There's
a lot of bad actors on Apple Plus, isn't there?
No, there's a lot of bad actors in government. Yeah, no, the last couple of years. They need some presentation training. No question that, Patrice.
Hang on,
Doc, say again, what did you say?
On Apple TV Plus, do you guys have Truth Be Told yet?
Yeah, yeah, we got it.
Aaron Paul and Octavia Spencer?
Yeah, but I've not watched it yet.
I've watched two of them.
Oh, that's good, actually.
No spoilers. Right, Patrice, go on, mate.
25.
How old was GarageBand in January 2019?
Gary's band. Gary?
How old was Gary's band in January 2019? And here we go. You got a bonus question. So 2 points for that. But you get another 2 points if you can tell me the name of the artist that helped launch it.
I'm gonna say it was 15.
Mate! Dude!
And I have no clue who the artist is.
I got the artist.
Who's the artist, Patrice? Come on, have a stab. You might as well have a guess.
Yeah, I think it was
Madonna?
Good guess. No. Go on, Doc.
Blink 182.
Nope.
Stormzy.
Your man that hot.
Jeff, pick an artist, any artist.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Sting.
John Mayer.
Oh,
he's having a pantry.
The crappy thing is, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking guitar guy.
I said guitar guy.
I should have.
They made the first album with only Garage Band.
That is pretty good. But yeah, that was 15 years ago. Steve Jobs and John Mayer launched it, man. I couldn't believe that when I got that question out. But well done. You got the 2 points there for the year, Patrice. Nice one.
Yes.
And Muller.
Is it my go? Beer.
Yep.
Beer.
Was it you too, says Bob Beats?
Probably.
Muller, the new Mac Pro orders begin delivery this year, but where is the Mac Pro assembled?
Arizona Texas.
Arizona in Texas. What the?
USA.
What? No.
You've got geography like an American, mate.
It's Texas, anyway.
All right. Okay, so you said Arizona, said Texas. So I'll give you a point for Texas.
Okay.
Because you did say it's second and you weren't really onto it. But Patrice has done the I know.
Yeah, the second answer is actually in China, in Shenzhen.
Yes, good man. Yep. There we go. Yeah, no, the European people don't get a Texas
instrument.
Yeah, Texas. Well, they might get a Texas instrument because there are probably Texas instrument chips in there, but...
Yeah, no, the European models are all assembled and shipped from China. They don't come from America at all. At the end of that, then, Doc on 8, Jeff on 7, Muller on 7, but Patrice has drawn level on 8.
Oh, it's
excellent. Wow.
It just shows you one round. I can't get over. So not Sting. No, not Sting. I mean, bloody chat room has stopped scrolling now. It pisses me off when it does that. I won't get it back now. I won't get it back. Doc, come on, mate.
Six.
Apple announced that Brie Larson would star in a new original series for them this year, but who would a character be working for in the new series? In other words, what's her job in the new series?
Thanos.
Brie Larson is making a new
Thanos, get it? Come on.
Original series for Apple this year, but what is her character's job?
She's going to work for Microsoft.
Funny enough, no. Anyone else?
Huh.
What's that funny enough?
I'm going to have a pop. Is she going to be a private dick?
No.
Okay.
Anyone?
Cheese Factory.
Apple.
No, she's not going to work for Apple.
I don't know.
Is she going to work 9 to 5?
Is she going to be a doctor?
No, she's going to be an undercover operative for the CIA.
Yeah,
which I just don't believe. Brie Larson's not got the chaps for that. Don't know. Mm. Not having it. Jeff, yours.
20.
20. Santa sack, mate. It's the last Santa sack.
Oh.
This will test you, mate. I want you to list for me the screen sizes for the iPads that are currently sold as new by Apple.
Oh, we had this argument last year.
I've got the answer here, and I'm not taking anyone else's word, so... Give me the screen sizes for the lineup for new iPads at the moment, Jeff.
We have 12.9 inches.
That's the Pro. Yeah.
Is that little one?
Mm-hmm. And then we have 10.7 inches. Is that right?
No.
Nope.
But we do have 7.9 inches.
iPad Mini is 7.9.
Mm-hmm. And the we don't have
a good look
a 9.7 inch anymore, do we?
No, we don't. You're right.
Yeah.
Nice hedging, bit hedging there, mate.
That's, well, you know, you work at Harvard.
I see what you did there. Go on.
Yeah, thank you. So 10.5 inches.
There was a 10.5 inches, yes.
So there's one more size.
You're missing two.
Oh, I'm missing two?
You're missing two sizes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, he said 12.9, 5.9, and 10.7, so that's three.
He's not, he hasn't said 5.9 at any point during this conversation.
He did. That was the second
one. No, he did not.
He said 7.9, not 5.9.
Oh, sorry.
That's no, I said 10.7.
He's got three. He's missing two.
Oh, there's five. My bad.
And
I think we've got to call time on it.
Yeah, I think we have to call time.
Okay, who's going to get the other two?
11.7.
I might have.
Go on, Joe. Go on, Patrice.
11.0.
Yeah, 11. And one more.
And what's the last one?
You're going to kick yourself.
42 inches.
9.9.
No, 10.2 iPad. Standard is 10.2.
Oh.
12.9 for the Pro, 11 for the Pro smaller, 10.5 for the Air, 10.2 for the iPad, and 7.9 for the iPad Mini, which is still sold as a new item. So.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Well, they did update it.
Yes, but it's still the same size.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. true.
Patrice, pick a number.
Let's do number 11.
Avi Barzi left Apple's AR and VR teams in February this year, but what did he invent before he joined Apple in the first place? Avi Barzi left Apple's AR and VR teams in February this year, but what did he invent before he joined Apple?
Did he invent the Oculus VR headset?
No, that's a great guess, but it's wrong. Bad luck, mate.
Damn it.
I know.
Go on then.
I think of
the Microsoft Kinect.
No, that's not a bad guess either. But
Google
no.
glasses.
No, Jeff.
I have no idea. Roomba.
HoloLens.
Roomba is a good one.
HoloLens. Roomba. Yeah, because Roomba's AR and VR technology was worth stealing.
Totally.
Well, you know, Apple thought that if they had it, they could clean up. Oh. I'll just sit here quietly.
No, it was a HoloLens. Thank you.
Oh. Right. So Doc was very close.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That wasn't a bad guess. That was all right, yeah. The Kinect. Yeah. He may have had something to do with the Kinect, but he invented the HoloLens.
Well, because the Apple bought them, so I figured that's where it came from.
Mm. Is it Muller?
Yeah.
Go on, mate.
I'm going to have 14.
In June, who overtook Apple to become the world's most valuable brand?
Oh, flipping off. I saw this on TV. On the,
yeah, so did I.
Oh, crikey.
No, it wasn't him.
It's going to... Oh, sugar, I'm going to kick myself.
Yeah. Graham Bell's handyman operation in Bristol has become the world's most valuable corporation.
It's only recently as well. I think I posted it in the Slack room. And I can't remember.
Well, handymen are important people.
Come on then, Miller. Take a stab.
Oh, I'm going to go for Google.
No.
Or Alphabet then.
Okay, who's going to pick one?
I know the answer, but I can't pull it out of my butt.
Okay. I posted in the Slack.
I have a guess. It's Microsoft, but I'm
it's not.
Pretty sure I'm wrong.
No, definitely not Microsoft.
Amazon.
Amazon's correct. Well done, Jeff.
Ooh.
That's,
well done, mate. Really, really good. Yeah, they overtook. Amazon came behind from Google and Apple and overtook both of them.
I suppose it's because they're going all that land with all the trees in it.
Okay. Is that the end of that round?
Yeah.
So, what about it's still close. Muller's got 7. Doc's got 8. Patrice has got 9, but Jeff has stretched to 11. Still in the lead. You got another screenshot, Jeff, or not?
Oh, yeah. People should take these because...
totally be taking the screenshot.
You know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime event.
Totally.
Walmart puts Magic Man.
Walmart?
Walmart, he says.
Mm.
They make jumpers.
No, Walmart, yes. Not Walmart.
They make walls.
Doc, come on, there's not many left. What are you going to go for?
41.
41. In July, Apple... in July, Apple ensured that what feature was now on every MacBook? You couldn't not buy this feature in the lineup.
A screen.
Touch bar.
Touch bar is correct. Well done.
Why would you want it?
I hate the damn thing. And I can't buy one without it now.
The people that just put tape over it.
If you'd been facetious and I'd have given it you as well, you'd put a keyboard that worked. I would have actually given a bonus point for that answer.
That would have been James's answer.
But that was actually in October, not in July.
Yeah, no, true. But I'd have given it just for the laugh. Jeffrey, pick a number.
33.
The makers of Gorilla Glass announced that they were working on a foldable glass with Apple this year, but who are they?
I know.
Wait, say that again?
The makers of Gorilla Glass announced that they were working on a foldable glass with Apple this year. Who are they?
If Doc gets it wrong, I'll know it.
I know. I'm not going to get it wrong.
Is it Gorilla Glass, just Gorilla Glass?
No, Gorilla Glass is a brand made by this firm.
By this firm.
Yeah.
I know.
And I do.
Oh, I don't know. Does LG own Gorilla Glass?
Can we say
it
together, me and Doc?
No, Doc's going. Go on, Doc. Go on, Doc.
I'm ready?
Yeah, go on.
It's just like Miller's jokes. It's Corning.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Okay.
I did write it down, look, to say.
Yeah, Corning. Corning make Gorilla Glass. And they made it for Microsoft as well. And I had Gorilla Glass 3 in my...
They made it for Nokia first.
Yeah. Yeah, it did, because it was in the Microsoft phone, wasn't it, which was Nokia built. Jeff, pick a number.
I just did.
All right. Patrice.
34.
Which long-standing application was finally killed off with Catalina, much to the upset of Magic Man?
Oh, God.
Aperture?
Aperture, yeah.
Yeah.
Good man.
I knew that one.
You knew that as well?
Yeah.
Oh, bad luck. Yeah.
Well,
has anyone noticed the scores? Because it's getting good.
Wow.
It's getting real good.
It's getting real good.
Muller needs to... Muller can't draw level here, but he could drop it back a little bit. Hang on. We haven't lost it. Okay. Don't bang the mic, dude, because it switches off logic. Go on.
I'm going to go for Sweet 16.
16. What program turns an iPad into a secondary display, Muller?
I know. Sidebar. Sidecar.
I'll let you have that. Yeah. Even though you said it wrong to start with.
Sidebar.
End of the round. It is Muller's at the back, but he's only on 9, so he's not a million miles away because the other three have got 11. All on 11. It is. We've never had a Mac Show quiz as exciting
turning
as this.
Turning it to 11.
That's true. Yeah, we're turning it to 11.
It's getting close. Yeah. There's only going to be two rounds left of questions. So
Jesus.
This is it, mate. It is crunch time. All the questions to 14 have gone. 15's available. 19's available. 23, 24... 29, 30, 32, 36, 37, and 40. So those are the last 8 questions that we can have. Okay. Doc, pick a number.
24.
I haven't written a question for 24. I've just got a blank space.
3 points. What?
No.
Oh, what a wanker. Pick another number.
No.
No, because I haven't got a question.
3 points. It's just like that in the game. Bingo. Free space. 3 points. Hey,
No. Come pick another one.
Some BS right here. 19.
No, 19.
What did Mattel launch this year exclusively to Apple stores?
Oh, I know. I know this one.
Yeah, because you nearly bought it.
iBarbie.
No, Muller.
Hot Wheels.
Yeah, it was the Hot Wheels ID Smart Track. Specifically. I'll give you it for Hot Wheels, that's fine. And that really does now make it very exciting, because that's a stolen point that gets Muller within one of the other three. Jeffrey.
24.
Where are you?
I just picked and I didn't get the empty point, number.
So it was worth a shot. Let's go with 30.
What Apple add-on Cost a ludicrous $400 this year.
Oh, you moaned about this. I know this.
Oh, wheels for the Mac Pro.
Yeah, casters for the Mac Pro. $400, man. That is just taking the piss. There are people dying of starvation in the world, and you're trying to take $400 for casters. Jesus
Christ. You know what Apple said to that?
What?
Like, how much are really good wheels worth?
Not that much.
Not $400.
You can get. I've got some really good wheels that I got from B&Q that are rubberized. They've got locks on them. They swivel 360, and they cost me £4. And they're 5-inch wheels.
Yeah, but are they ergonomic?
Each. Yeah, absolutely.
Do they need a special cleaning cloth?
And if they roll over your bollocks, they still hurt, same as every other wheel.
Patrice, pick a question.
Patrice, yeah.
15.
Oh, this is a good question, actually. I like this question. Can you name me the three main stars of the morning show?
Jennifer Aniston, Steve Carell, and...
I know.
Crap. I'm
Come on, you can do it. Come on, you can do it.
I know.
Jennifer Aniston, Steve Carell.
Oh, he's bottling it. He's bottling it.
Come on.
I'm blanking on the name.
Give him a hint?
I know her.
Because... Patrice should really get this.
Come on.
He watches nearly all the shows 15 times.
I'm watching all of them, so I should know.
Come on, who's the other star of the morning show?
Come on.
I know her.
I know. Come on.
I'll think rest of you should get the
give
point
it to the other ones.
I don't know who said I know first. Can we be honest?
I said I know
first. It was Doc.
It was Doc, yeah, right. Okay, Doc.
Reese. She's also the executive producer for Truth Be Told, and her name is Reese Witherspoon.
Yes.
Doc redeems himself. I'll tell you what, boys, we have never had a show this close, a Christmas show this close, mate. It is great.
Jeff cheated.
Jeff Rye. No, it's not Jeffrey. It's Muller.
32.
What did Black Hat attendees use to bypass the iPhone facial recognition security this year?
A photograph.
No, wrong answer.
Well, I know it.
Go on.
They used little like black bars in like glasses.
Yeah, they used a pair of glasses with black tape and white tape on them to bypass it on an unconscious person.
Yep.
So basically, you could open the thing from a dead person.
Yeah, it's the attention detection. It bypassed
the attention detecting, yeah.
I didn't know that one.
That's all right. Well done, Patrice. So that's really quite crucial because Patrice has now gone to 14. Jeff is on 13. Doc is on 12. And Muller's on 10. So it's still pretty tight. Muller's looking like he might be heavy because we've only got one question left. He needs a few steals here on the last ones. But there is a couple of real toughies left. So it's the last round. It doesn't get more exciting than this. Knicker gripping. Right. Doc, everything's play for now, mate. You've got to pick the right question here. Don't pick a toughie.
38.
Done.
23,
29, 36, or 37.
Or 40.
Oh, 40
as
well.
Yep.
36.
Who was Oprah's first book club guest?
Damn it.
I watched it, but I have, like, no clue who the guy was.
It was Emily Dickinson, the girl that's been dead for 300 years. What?
I just guessed.
I'm going to take that as a joke answer.
It was a joke answer because I have no freaking clue. I don't watch Oatmeal Winfrey. That's racist to think that I would watch her.
I think I know.
You said that.
I could tell you what the guy wrote, but I have no clue what the guy's name is.
I would have actually said that you're the only possible chance of anyone getting this right, but...
I've watched it. I just don't remember what his name was. It was like it's a black writer who wrote about slavery.
I got his first name right, but I couldn't get his second name when I did this.
Jay-Z. Oh, Aldous Huxley.
Aldous Huxley. Shut up.
Yeah, he's dead as well, isn't he?
Yeah. Long way.
I don't know.
Jeff, anyone?
Yeah.
No, I was going to guess Michelle Obama, but
no.
Nope.
I know that's not right.
Muller, are you going to hazard a guess or are you just going to give up?
If I say anything wrong, it might come across as racist, so I'm going to keep dumb.
Okay. I don't know why, but just having a guess at someone's name is not usually racist, mate.
No, I was going to do a joke. No.
I've got to pronounce it yet, and I don't know if I had to say it. Ta-Nehisi Coates.
Definitely wouldn't have got that.
Yes, it's Ta-Nehisi Coates, but close enough.
Yeah. I got his first name, but I couldn't get his second name. I didn't know that.
Is that the right answer?
That's the right answer. Ta-Nehisi Coates. Ta-Nehisi Coates.
I think I should have guessed that.
Yeah, should have guessed it. Jeffrey, pick one. Is you not guessing it racist?
I don't know.
For me?
It's racist slur because you didn't guess it.
No, but whatever Mueller was going to say, I'm going to just go ahead and say it was racist.
All right. Have we done 37 yet?
No, we have not.
Nope.
Okay.
This is a shot in the dark here for you, Jeffrey.
Shot.
Angela Arendt officially left Apple in which month of this year?
May.
I got one.
April.
April. Well done, Patrice.
April too, just because it sounded like her name.
that could be a decisive point in the game, right there. Could be. Patrice, and it's your question, yeah, Patrice.
40.
Apple agreed its back taxes with France this year. How much did they settle on? And I'll give it to you if you're within $20 million. Apple agreed its back taxes with France this year. How much did they settle on?
$79 million.
No. Anyone? I'll give it you within $20 million.
$252 million.
No.
I got a didn't I?
$150 million.
Well, it's still miles away, but it's closer than Patrice.
$400 million.
No. Go on, Jeff.
Between 252 and 400, but the same.
No, it's not.
All right.
500 million.
571 million.
Jesus.
and I still wasn't within that 20 million.
No.
Nope.
That was hard. That was hard.
That was 500 million.
There's been some hard questions here. Right, Mueller, it's down to you. You cannot win, but
I could affect
if
things.
You pick the right question.
Somebody could come in.
I'm
going to go for 29.
29. The Apple display cost an extra $1,000 this year, but how much was the display itself?
$5,000.
The stand for the display.
The stand was $1,000.
I have it.
Yeah, but how much?
I know.
Yeah, $5,000 you said is right.
Because so. It was six altogether, wasn't it?
Yeah. So
I think the cleaning cloth cost $14,000 as well.
I'm just checking. Yeah, that's it. That's all the questions gone apart from one.
We'll put that one as a wild card. Everyone can answer it.
Oh, so the first one shout the answer this question then, because the problem I've got is I haven't written the answer down.
So you don't.
I was tired. All right, so what are we going to give? We're going to give 2 points on this? Or 3 points? Give you 3 points.
That's a two.
Well, no, but it means the other two can't win.
Okay.
It's that's between fine. You and Jeff then, isn't it? US committee sent a letter to Tim Cook asking him to explain about an eavesdropping bug in which Apple program this year?
Oh, that's easy. That's FaceTime.
Yes, FaceTime bug. So Patrice gets the finally actually just slam dunks the win. How good was my little scoreboard?
That was awesome.
I was really chuffed with that. It worked quite well. I can't change the view, but that's okay. That's not a problem.
We not do it for the that big show awesome. So I can cheat.
Why didn't Mueller offer a formal alliance with Doc to win? Because they're both massive racists. There we go. Patrice, mate, have you ever won before?
I have, like a couple of years ago, but I didn't expect to win this year. I was like, I was so bad at the beginning.
Well, exactly. You were at three when the rest were on seven or eight. So, yeah, just shows you.
Patrice, I was sure that at some point you'd pass me. I just didn't expect it to be so close to the end. I figured, like, everyone would blow past that me right at the beginning.
Unless you're listening on audio, that was a quality...
No, it was a quality show, even an audio.
That was the most exciting it's ever been. Yep.
Because I'm sorry, because you're German and I don't trust you, I'm going to need you to fill up this cup.
He hasn't said with what, mate.
He's doping. He's doping. It's obvious.
Doc and Mueller, one cup.
maybe Patrice is actually Russian.
Then I'm slightly drunk. So.
I'm gonna gag now. Okay, hurry up. I got to go to the loo.
Me too. Doc, where can we get a hold of you?
You can find me all over the internet at DOCROCK and mostly cranking away on my YouTube channel and my website, Doc Rock Tips.
Have a great Christmas, brother, and we'll see you in the new year. Good to have you on always. Keep coming on. Jeffrey, where will you be?
I am at textexpander.com and Jake Ammon on Twitter and Instagram. I have more webinars coming up in January, so sign up and I'll teach you Text Expander stuff. That'd be good.
Brilliant. Thank you for coming on the show, mate. Really glad that you managed to step in and take over from Adam, who we miss dearly. If you're listening, Adam, we want you back. Get yourself sorted out and get yourself back on this show, mate.
Yeah, Adam rocks. Yeah.
I did offer him a place, but he said he was still
working. Can't. He's a corporate man now, isn't he? Sold out to the man.
He's with the CIA.
He's with the CIA, undercover operative. He's working with Reese
he's looking in people's back doors.
Through the nest, yeah. Patrice, where can everyone get you?
Every week here on the Mac Show and the Big Show and everything I do on thepatrice.com.
See, the thing is, we're all taking the piss and he's going, I want to pee. But what we don't realize and haven't clocked is actually he's planning ahead because it's going to take him 10 minutes to get to the John because he can't walk.
Oh, that's what the cup's for.
Oh, you've got that. Oh, that's not even fun.
So you can take a wee without walking to the bathroom.
It's a milk carton.
Well, you could have done that while on the thing during this show. We wouldn't have known.
Muller, for once, get off your sun lounger and at least appear in shot you say who you are and where you are.
Muller Biker on Twitter. I can't remember the rest, actually.
That'll do. We'll be back again next year. I don't know the date, but it'll be kind of the week of the 6th, so whatever the 10th is maybe or something like that. We'll be back with the shows on the Friday. We are coming back, don't worry about it. There'll be a photo show as well when we get back, because I'm going to start doing that a bit more, because I had a meeting with someone the other week and they said, why don't you do a photo show? I'm like, well, I've done one, but it's just, well, actually, that's what you do for a living. The one thing the only podcast you should be doing is the photo show, so we'll go back with it. I've got most of a dot gun, so it'll be coming back. Have an amazing Christmas, everyone. Thank you so much for your support. Please make sure you get out and support at TSO Hosts on the socials and at IMN Max. And if you do get a quote off IMN Max for something, even if you don't use it, make sure you CC the networking so that they know and we know that we are the ones that brought you to them. Don't just go straight there and get it done, please, guys. We'll see you next year. Have a great Christmas and a lovely new year, and eat loads.
Bye.